Tiger!
Order, order.
A bumpy start to the week in the House for the Prime Minister as opposition party leaders sought to extract maximum embarrassment over Mr Key's role in the Sky City Convention Centre deal after the weekend's announcement that the government will not be covering a projected increase in construction costs. First question of the day was addressed to Mr Key and was from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Does he stand by a statement in regards to Sky City? And I quote him, "I would hate to see some sort of eyesore constructed downtown," end of quotes.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, and the good news is I don't think that'll be the case.
Order.
Mr Key rejected a suggestion that he'd help boost Sky City's share price.
Does the Prime Minister not understand how the market would be influenced by comments from his office? And why did he make them, having regard to the fact that they were likely to boot the price up, as they did, by a massive $76 million.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, last week I was asked questions about whether would it be possible, in theory, for the taxpayer to make some contribution to Sky City on the back of their requests. As I said at the time, I'm not taking anything off the table. In reality, a deal was agreed with Sky City on Friday, confirmed by their board over the weekend. That's the sequence of events, and that's the way those things happen. Well, they do on that particular occasion when they need to get things settled down.
Mr Key then faced questions from the Leader of the Opposition, Labour's Andrew Little.
Which 10% of the convention centre is actually going to be cut? Is it the roof, one of the walls, the windows? What's going?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm absolutely confident that Sky City will build a world-class convention centre, that many people will come and be part of world-class conventions there. But here's an interesting point. Labour members will be able to kick the tyres on this when they go and visit the Sky City box to their rugby and entertainment, because we know they're going to sneak behind the bike sheds and do that like they always do.
Order. I don't think that answer will help.
And the Prime Minister was adamant that it was still a good deal.
Why did he go around the country promising a free 3,500-seat convention centre when now he can't deliver it?
Well, Mr Speaker,
Honourable Prime Minister.
What I did go is around the country and promise that there would be a world-class convention centre provided without taxpayer support. And guess what? That's happening. Mr Speaker, it's going to be a good deal for New Zealand. World-class convention centre, no taxpayer funds. Deal done by the national government.
Mr Key claimed that Andrew Little had been saying that overseas people didn't want to come to New Zealand. And the opposition leader also came under attack from Stephen Joyce, who was answering questions from Labour's Ian Lees-Galloway about zero-hours contracts.
Does he appreciate that people on zero-hour contracts don't have the flexibility that a casual contract gives them? And does he also appreciate that people who are on zero-hour contracts can't get a loan or a hire purchase agreement because they can't demonstrate certainty of income, or they have to rearrange childcare from one week to the next, or they suddenly lose hours without any warning? How does that make life better for people on those contracts?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, we're in danger of violently agreeing on this concern. And the simple fact of the matter is that we will be investigating these matters.
Mr Joyce, who was answering questions on behalf of Michael Woodhouse, then took a question from one of his own backbenchers.
Supplementary question, Tim McIndoe.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. What reports has the Minister seen of other unconventional employment contract arrangements?
Insofar as there's reports that are of ministerial responsibility.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister...
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
I saw a report of a particularly strange one just this day. A long-serving, self-employed professional was hired for what he describes as a small freelance job. He dutifully carried out the work and provided follow-up notes and also an invoice for payment. Mr Speaker, the issue in this particular case is that the professional, a journalist, was not paid. 4 months have now passed. Numerous phone calls and emails have been made with apparently no response. Now, this is obviously not a 0 hours contract. It could perhaps be better described as a zero payment contract, Mr. Speaker. The employer in this case being then leadership aspirant for the Labor Party, one Andrew Little, current Labor leader.
What about the workers, indeed? I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.